Well, folks, welcome to the Noble Man Podcast. It's another episode of what we call Manhood in the Media Spotlight. We're looking for ways and places where manhood is represented in news articles and current events. So I got one for you today from World News Group, World Opinions. This is a piece that came out on September 13th, last month, The Slow and Tragic Death of the Boy Scouts of America. And the subtitle here is, The Boy Scouts Have Abandoned Their Role as a Morally Straight Institution of Civil Society. This was written by an author, Warren Cole Smith, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I just want to come out of the gate, guys, and tell you that I am a Boy Scout. I was a Boy Scout, I guess I should say. I was a Boy Scout. I am an Eagle Scout. And a pretty interesting bit of information there. When I became an Eagle Scout, there were people around me as a teenager who said, you will always put this on your resume because it will always matter, the fact that you're an Eagle Scout. As a matter of fact, I can do the Scout sign right now. If you're on YouTube, you can see this. I got my three fingers in the air, and I can say for you the Scout oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. So that's the Scout oath. The Scout law, you may think I don't know that. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. There you go. The 12 points of the Scout law and the oath for the Boy Scouts of America. No longer the Boy Scouts of America. Actually, right now, because Boy Scouting has been opened up to a very broad audience now, they just call the whole organization Scouting BSA. And I'm not gonna beat up on Scouting, but so much. You can read a lot of that in this article here, and there are plenty of people that would comment on it. But here's what I want to say about this. This was a profoundly impactful season in my life, being a Boy Scout. And I mentioned right out of the gate that someone had told me you would always put this on your resume. Well, the last time I submitted a resume for a job was when I was 26 years old, and I was pursuing an assistant principalship at a high school in Northern Virginia. Yep, I was 26 years old, and I remember one of the people in the interview was a lady whose family had been involved in Scouting, and she said, I was very interested to meet you because I saw that you're an Eagle Scout. And so, pretty big deal, because it took a lot of work to get there. It was a number of years of commitment. There's a whole series of steps that you go through. Some of you are very familiar with that. But it was a great place for me to learn leadership. As a matter of fact, I'm a seminary student right now at Southeastern Seminary working on a Doctor of Ministry, and I just had to write a paper about leadership. I wrote about my Boy Scouting experience and what I learned from Scouts and Scoutmasters who were ahead of me and what I learned as a Scout leader. It was a fantastic, fantastic time and season of growth in my life. But Scouting has fallen on hard times, not because of quite honestly, the pressures around it, but the willingness of Scout leadership to submit to those pressures. I find it interesting, and I won't go into all the details, but some years ago, the Boy Scouts of America went all the way to the Supreme Court to preserve some aspects of the organization. They won the court case, and then they acquiesced to the issues that were in front of them about the types of scouts and leaders that they would bring in. So why am I bringing all of this up? I'm bringing it up because, guys, quite honestly, there are very few places where young men can go today to learn some of the things that Scouting taught. The church has the answers that Scouting needs, or that young men need. And most Scout troops, as a matter of fact, the Scout troop that I was connected with when I was a young man was attached to a local church. And we had Scout Sunday, and Scouts often preached, and we marched in together. And so the church sponsored the Scouting troop. And there are still, I want to say this, I have some good friends that are still involved in Scouting, in Boy Scouting, and there are still some awesome troops out there, because the troop engagement, or the troop flavor, the troop DNA really is directed by the chartering organization and the leadership. So there's still some good pockets of Scouting. But Boy Scouting itself, with their affirmation of the gender challenges in homosexuality, homosexual leaders, homosexual scouts, allowing female troops and that sort of thing. There's just been so many changes with scouting that it's no longer the institution that it was. And so what I really want to do is just point you in the direction, what does this have to do with manhood in the church and building men in the local church? Well, there's some great organizations out there that I think can step into the place of Boy Scouting and help churches with some really strategic information, documentation, strategies to build into young men and teach them leadership. Boy Scouting was a lot of outdoor adventure, lots of those sorts of things, but it was primarily for me, it was a leadership development opportunity. And so we want to train young men for leadership. Scouting was a great part of that in my life. So I want to remind you of a couple of things. So there is an organization called Trail Life USA, and it's mentioned in this article that is has risen as a great alternative to the original Boy Scout sort of mindset. And so I would encourage you to check out Trail Life USA. And guys, if you are a guy who has scouting experience, and you're part of a local church that's not doing anything of this nature for young men, I would encourage you to check out scouting or check out Trail Life USA and maybe become an advocate for that in your local church so that you can share the experience of what you learned in scouting with a new generation of young men. I would point you to another organization that I'm very familiar with and have great affinity for, and that's called the Christian Service Brigade. This organization has been around for years, and quite honestly, they are stronger than even Trail Life in terms of their attention to a Christ-centered discipleship strategy. And part of what I learn in these organizations is that they develop young men for leadership, but older guys, the men who come in to help lead and give structure and direction to the troops, often become much firmer in their faith as a result of what they're doing here. And so it becomes an environment where not only are the young guys learning and growing in faith and being discipled, but the older guys are being discipled as well. So I would check out Trail Life USA and Christian Service Brigade. We'll give you links to those. And if you have questions about these, hey, call me directly. I can put you in touch with national leaders for each of these organizations. I would also say an organization I have great affinity for that works with fatherless young men and uses the outdoors as a place to engage young men is a ministry called Kids Outdoor Zone. Rick McGee is the Virginia representative for KOZ. TJ Graney is the originator. He's the founder of that ministry. They invite men who love the outdoors and outdoor sports ministry to invest one Saturday morning a month with fatherless boys, and the impact that this is having is tremendous. And so, guys, I hate the fact that Boy Scouting has the original concept of Boy Scouting has been so tarnished and broken. As a matter of fact, my sons, all three of them, got started in Cub Scouting. We went up through Weeblos with my oldest son, and then we just decided, hey, this is headed in a direction. And this was years ago. This is headed in a direction that we are not affirming of. And so we ended up pulling out. I did a lot of high adventure stuff, hiking and that sort of thing with my boys. So they got a lot of this experience, but they missed the camaraderie of being part of a troop and competing in camporees and doing some of those things. They missed what I experienced going to the jamborees at Fort AP Hill in 1981 and 1985, where thousands upon thousands of scouts marched in uniform in this big amphitheater. And we heard the Beach Boys play one year and the Oak Ridge Boys play another year. I mean, it was fantastic, awesome experiences. And my sons missed some of that. We replaced it with other things, but I got to tell you, I think our country and our culture is poor because we don't have the strength and the sturdiness of an organization like the Boy Scouts to rely on any longer. But I'm thankful for the leaders of CSB and Trail Life USA and Kids Outdoor Zone that are providing helpful and healthy alternatives that focus on Jesus and help young men understand what it means to walk with Him and grow into manhood as they learn to lead. They learn to lead themselves, and then they practice leading others as well. And they get to watch some seasoned men practice leadership and investing in other guys along the way. So I deeply lament the slow and tragic death of the Boy Scouts of America, but I'm thankful for some godly folks who are raising up healthy alternatives that can help us invest in young men. And so I would encourage you to check those out. And if your church is not participating in one of these programs, would you consider doing that? So that's it for today, guys, on our Manhood in the Media Spotlight. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe and like what we're doing. If this blesses you, share it with someone else. And we'll be back with you soon for another episode of Manhood in the Media Spotlight. God bless you, folks.